interrogation chamber at S4. Let's get dark for the comfort of the aliens. The figure who is just barely visible in the left foreground is the telepath who is conducting the ritual between the being and the initiate. Behind him is a seating area for the other unknown superiors. The alien is seated behind a glass partition in a biocontainment area, which is maintained at Biosafety Level 2, the lowest designation. That's primarily for the protection of the aliens, not us. The theory is that if they were going to infect us with an alien bug, it would have happened 150 years ago. In fact, all indications are that aliens eliminated microbial and viral life from their own ecosystems long ago. They aren't susceptible to our diseases directly, but it has been shown that microbes can reproduce and form colonies in their respiratory systems, which tends to exacerbate the abilities they seem to suffer anyways in our environment. In fact, here you can see the alien is beginning to flag. The initiation is not going well. The telepath was trying to clarify some points about the prospect, but wasn't receiving coherent responses. As you can see, the being is in real distress. At this point, the telepath is trying to revive the initiate. He's trying to communicate with the alien, but he's getting no response. The reintegration can be very traumatizing if the initiate is unable to establish clarity with the being. The being races the initiate only after she lets go completely. This is what they mean when they say, "Let there be light." It's so much more literal than one would imagine. By the way, that light is coming from behind his eyes. It looks that way, but look at its mouth, Woody. See? I'm sorry, it's hard for me to watch this. That's what it means. All these ones. The children of the sun.